live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, yeah. Sometimes I got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flip and get on some
old. Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only loving your mic. I know you got to get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she said she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo. You know it's just with you, I'm staying, boo. And when cats be robbing game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life's thrills. So when you sweating on stage, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they be
eating you blind. I can trust you.
Is you crazy? You my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill, no doubt.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering. She trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some, oh, I'm a celebrity. I deal with the real, so if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world ends. Lies come in, that's where the drama begins. She like, yeah.
What's up? Merry Christmas. Happy St. Patrick's Day this month. Happy Sunday. Well, so I'm doing another Neon Nights pre-show to Madhouse. Warm the hole for Carlito again. Gotta just do this thing, dudes. Sorry. Good music, guys. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me blue. So I got some Facebook numbers, just random ads and stuff, and I thought I would call them and just say, like, how the fuck is it going?
How do you give me so much? Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is this Ethan?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well.
Huh?
Doing well.
Doing well, cool. That's awesome. I saw your ad on Facebook.
Okay.
That you're...
Yeah, I just put that...
Yeah. What's the damage edition?
There's a paintball team in Florida called Damage, and they're sponsored by Die. And then so every year, Die makes a damage edition marker, and for the DM12, that was one of them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's like a limited edition.
Wow, why are you selling it?
Just looking to get something better. Yeah. You got extra money, so just trying. There's always something bigger and better out in paintball, pretty much.
Totally. How many kills did you have?
On that marker, probably about 100.
Really? 100? Is that pretty good, or?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I was looking for something that would have about that many kills, because I fought in the drug wars. Oops. That's wars. Scariest word ever. Can't have the beef with the beef, you know? I really want to call this next one, because it just by chance happened to fall in my lap. Like it's wanted to fall in my lap, you know?
You have reached the voicemail box of 51.
Well, darn it. Call it back. Because I just totally feel that whole business that I just looked at was a sham. I'll share it maybe later. I don't know. Okay. Oh, I got a coconut head. She's selling a rope saddle.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lisa Marie Presley Noelani Adkins?
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, how you doing?
Good. This is Penny. I saw your ad on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
About the saddle. Do you still have it?
I still have it.
Oh, you do? Oh, cool.
Forever.
Really?
Oh,
wow. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because I gotta get rid of stuff. I got too much.
Oh, really? Well, that's cool. Like, do you think, like, you're gonna, like, get pretty, you know, pretty good price for it?
I don't know. I just put it back up.
Oh,
put it back up for sale. So, I'm just taking whatever I can for it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
The problem is it doesn't... My mares are... And I already got broken out of them, so it's just a spare.
Oh.
I can't keep around. But it does say that HW dedicated member on the fenders. Other than that, it's pretty heavy.
Okay. Is there a lot of give on the saddle though? Like, or is it really tight?
Is there a lot of what?
Is there any give? Is there give on that saddle, or is it really tight leather?
It's durable. It's a pretty heavy one. It's what we always ordered for the trophy award.
Oh, okay.
For all the seasons, so.
Okay, so. Yeah. Do you think it'll fit on my horse machine pony?
I'm actually going to try it.
Oh, you want me to try it? Okay, because.
Yeah, I'll try to put it on your horse.
That's disgusting, yeah.
What kind of horse do you have?
Oh, I have an Arabian horse.
Oh, it's more narrow. It's
yeah.
It might fit her because mine are quarter horses.
Oh, yours are quarter horses. Okay, so probably should be.
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, I have a.
It doesn't fit mine.
Okay.
It does. It's just that I have. It's more. If you look at the top part,
yeah, I'm looking for more of that dune horse. Like a camel, maybe?
Yeah, it might fit. Yeah,
oh, okay. That's cool. Okay, cool.
Where do you have your horse at?
I have it, it's actually being shipped over. I was over in England, and so now we're going to be settling, you know, here.
And what are you guys going to move to?
Well, we're thinking we're just going to let him kind of hang out in the, you know, right now, like, get used to the climate, and then we'll probably, take him to maybe, like, I think my husband said the Bahamas or somewhere, because either there or maybe like Dubai.
Oh, and there's a movie.
Yeah, because his name's Aladdin and he's a motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. I still have it, so.
Okay, cool. Well, maybe I can text you some info and I can see about how long it'll take to... how long it'll take Genuine to sing him into the glue factory.
Okay, alright, thank you.
Bye. Oh my god, George, you old and deaf. You just are. Oh my god. Stephen, why don't you come on and ask her? Where are you at? Hey, man.
I'm picking my toenails.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That's nasty.
Yep. That's how I roll.
So gross, man. Why don't you ask her if you can ride her?
Okay.
All right, do it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Oh, she's not going to answer now. Well, poo.
How rude.
I know, how rude. That's so crappy. Oh, man. We throw the best damn party. Why did I not find... feel weird. What you up to, man?
Now I'm trimming my toenails.
Ew.
Yeah, they're pretty gross.
That's gross, man.
I have an ingrown toenail.
Oh, sick!
It is.
That's dirty, man. It's because you wear those flag flops and you have a nasty ball sack.
Exactly.
Oh. The echo, the echo, the echo, the echo, the echo.
There we go. It's probably me, sorry. Should be fixed now.
I need to hear a lot of sorries on my show from you, Gilmore.
Sorry.
There you go. Got two now. This is our agreement.
At least 30 sorries a show.
Yes. 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 Okay. So did you guys bring numbers to come to my show?
Of course.
Yay. Cool. I can't wait to see them.
Psst, Steven, help me.
I don't know, dude.
I can get you a few numbers.
That's
we call some Facebookers.
Okay. Well, yeah, I have some Facebook. Actually, I'm fine. I got him. It's cool. I was just kidding. I looked him up.
Okay.
All right. I basically just got what I could from there. Some of the Facebook stuff is weird now. But this lady is selling a 98 Ford Mustang.
Hey, I have a 2004 Ford Mustang. Ooh. Can I challenge her to a race?
Hell yeah, do it.
Sweet. Hey, yeah, you got the 98 Stang?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a 04 Stang, and it's an orange, fast
you
orange
what?
Color. You want to race a Mustang 2004?
Are
you willing
to
race for
Mustang.
Pinks? Whoever wins takes the other Stang.
No, I don't want to do that. Thank you, though.
If you don't accept the challenge, you're a little bitch. You're not up for the challenge? It's too much for you to handle? Oh. Hung up. I don't hear you anymore, Neon. You're like super low.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, I got it.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow.
I got it. Yay! Okay. I love the echo, dude.
Sorry.
I was saying
I was like turning you all the way up.
Thank you.
I'll let you know, Gilmore, when you turn me all the way up, okay?
Okay.
But this is what happens. I'm sorry. Like, you got to be fast here, man. What are you drinking?
Cocaine.
Wow, that's crazy. You guys have a lot of that in Alabama, huh?
Yeah. Really shitty cocaine, though. I thought I was going to last night, but I didn't.
That's crazy.
That would have been really celebratory.
Dang, you've done cocaine before?
No, I haven't.
Just kidding. I was talking about a Coca-Cola party.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Why don't you...
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Neon.
Hello?
Neon.
Gilmore.
Mi nombre es Neon.
Puta.
¿Qué hora es? Oh, shit. Danging.
Mierda. Shit.
¿Qué quieren?
Ah, ¿qué hora es? Por favor.
¿Qué te importa?
Más despacio. Oh, she already hung up. That was weird. Let's keep calling her until we die.
I think we're looking for her son or something.
Oh, okay.
Because construction and...
A lady? That's not going to happen, huh?
Not in a Hispanic family.
Well, you never know what Lupita can do, you know? Sometimes they get under there and they change the tires themselves, you know?
Hello?
Hi!
Yeah?
For the construction?
Construction what?
The construction thing I saw on Facebook.
Where am I speaking to? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of patience here. Is this Handy Manny's number?
No.
Oh. Well, isn't it construction?
Yes.
Okay, my name's Tina, and I was looking to get some work done.
Okay, what kind of work do you want to get done?
Honey, I need a lot of work. I mean, oof. But there's like the handyman service.
No, this is not the handyman service.
Yeah, it says hello. This is what, seriously, dude. This is what the ad says. Hello, I offer my handyman service, residential, commercial, drywall painting, all this stuff. So it's on there. So I need the handyman service for my residential wet wall.
They do ceiling.
They do filling?
We don't do that.
They go, so they have more feelings then?
No, we do ceiling. We do only ceiling. We don't do all of that.
Okay. Okay, so.
They don't handy many.
Are you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So is it ceilings or stealings?
Ceilings.
Oh, you guys steal a lot. Okay. Like cars?
No. Ceilings, like this guy in the room.
Oh, cielo.
Like remodeling.
Okay. Hey, can you tell that kid to shut the fuck up back there?
I mean, you're the one who called. What would you say to, you know, like, what the hell? You're the one constantly calling.
Well, trying to get some work done, you know, so you can feed those kids.
I mean, you don't have to call. You can always find another one. You know that,
okay,
right?
Those niños feos. Okay, that's fine.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm, yeah, boca ratón.
Anything else?
Do you know how to say that in Spanish? Yeah. ¿Qué hora es?
No sé, chequeo usted su teléfono. ¿Usted tiene, me está llamando a mí?
¿Qué hora es?
¿No parece que tiene un teléfono?
Sí, sí, es su teléfono. Pero tú estás
mensa.
Tú estás mensa.
Are you on drugs?
Who can tell these days? You know, la cocaína, la cocaína, la heroína, marihuana. Y que señor Walsh. They made her hang up. All right. Dang. It's crazy, like, how the Mexican Hispanic people, they totally know if you're on drugs.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a Mexican person?
I had a guy come into my third grade class, I believe. He was Mexican. He came straight out of Mexico. He had no English knowledge at all.
Wow!
I'd always make him. Always made him do like unethical things because he had no idea.
Like suck your dick.
That was terrible.
I'm sorry.
I'd make him go pants people, and then I'd go tell him that he pants somebody.
Oh my god!
I was a bad kid.
Oh my god! That's
I'd be like, yeah, up. Fabio, pull his pants down. He'll love it. He'd be like, see, see, and he goes, go do it. You go pants somebody. I'm like, dude, Fabio just pants that person.
Was that this year?
Then you get in a bunch of trouble.
Was that this
year?
No,
it was like back in third grade.
Oh, cool. So you have flashbacks too?
I don't have flashbacks, but.
No, you know, going on the other side of the moon, you never know, you know? I was just wondering, Gilmore, like, don't get weird.
I'm not getting weird.
Don't get weird,
but
man.
But yeah, I've known him since third grade. We're still friends and stuff.
Wow.
His English is much better now.
Oh, does he have a crown on his head?
I don't know.
Because, like, you know, like the kingpins, like the Mexican kingpins, I would think they'd have, like, a crown or something on their head. I don't know. Oh, my God. I know who we need to add. Just because I want to see the picture.
Oh.
Oh my god,
nice.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Sorry. Let me turn off the mixer.
Okay, we're just gonna adore that ass.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Damn it. I can hear myself.
I can hear you.
We're just gonna adore that ass.
This is why you don't answer with your phone on.
It's cool, dude.
Okay. I made it go away.
Ooh, don't ever make
fuck,
it go away.
Stupid phone. Sorry.
Oh, give and take.
I took the battery out.
Oh my god.
I don't know how to work this.
Yeah, I was getting high last night and like the U2 Songs of Innocence or whatever album kept coming on the auxiliary and it was like trippy as shit.
My friend was like tripping.
I was like, why does this keep happening?
You're doing this, aren't you?
There's some pretty good songs on the first song
is like church bells and shit. Yeah, I mean, I can admit some of them are all right, but I'd rather not it like randomly play random times of the day.
Yeah. Totally. Gordo, what's going on, man?
Oh, I just got off work. I'm ready for some pranks.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready to get my prank boner on.
I miss you so much, Gordo.
Too bad.
I miss you more. I've been stroking my prank queso all day, making it hard.
It's because I left you and did a show, huh? I did shout on you.
Tears were streaming down my cheeks half of last night. Gilmore will tell you.
Is it that fresh? Was Gilmore's thing that fresh, Gordo? Is that why
it was so fresh? You have no idea.
Brought tears to your
eyes. I could taste it. I can still taste it today.
My god. Gilmore, you've just been harvesting just the sweetest thing.
The weirdest thing is like it's after, like, you know, when you drink orange juice after brushing your teeth, it's kind of like that.
That's disgusting, Gordo. Oh my god, Gilmore's not saying anything. I think he's
traumatized.
It's funny
because I'm rubbing it.
His cat is looking at your butt.
It's true. And I know where he lives now too. I'm just gonna show up in some short shorts.
that'd be hilarious. My mom would be so confused.
I'd make friends with your mom. I mean, she's gonna be my mother-in-law, so we want to get off on the right foot.
My mom would be such a good person to prank, but I'd feel terrible if I let someone prank her.
Oh, did you want to do it first?
You know, mother and son.
Oh, I'm
first dibs.
No.
Oedipus Rex.
Nah, I think he values his vision too much for that.
Thank you, Gordo. Seriously, thank you. Like, I got scared for a second that nobody got it.
Oh, I totally got it. Once Gilmore has his senior year, you know, he'll get it too. You have to read that.
Those buns are the Oracle.
Right.
It's been too long. I don't even remember the Oracle. I do remember
the Oracle's the one that told him
sex with his mom.
Well, the Oracle's the one that told him that the mother would gouge the eyes out, or he would gouge his eyes out. That all that stuff was going to happen. So.
Oh snap! Why didn't he just listen to her? What an idiot!
Because they thought that if they that they could defy the Oracle, that they were like a bigger presence than it, something like that. Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
You would think, man. Yeah. So shout out to Young Einstein and Handy Manny.
Oh, I should go and chat.
Yeah, do it.
I'm clicking. I'm inside.
Don't do it. Stay out. Stay out of chat.
Stay out. Stay alive. This guy's name is, his last name is Wood.
Oh, we should do some Felatio boycott calls.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'm totally down. You guys do whatever. Seriously.
We do some complaints, you know, we say we should look up. Well, no, there's no schools that are going to be open.
Yeah.
Who could we complain to? Customer service.
Yeah.
We could call the 7-Eleven line and make up a cool complaint and then end it by saying.
Yeah, I don't have the number. Do you have it?
It has 7-Eleven in it.
I have 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe let Gilmore call it on his show.
Sure. Yeah.
No, you can call it right now.
Are you sure, man? I don't want to, you know, if you're saving it, it's cool.
Oh, no. No. No, just call it all the time.
All right.
I don't save numbers like that for shows. I save numbers like on specific people.
I want to save your mom's call centers number. And stuff. I heard your mom's a MILF.
I got a picture of her as my avatar.
That's your mom?
Yeah, the deal with Gordo is, you know, he got me the headset, then I had to send him a photo album of my mom.
It was worth it, you guys.
I bet your mom's hot for reals, Gilmore.
I mean, I guess she was good looking in the early years. I mean,
that's what happens on my show, Gordo. Everyone's made to feel uncomfortable.
No.
Thank you for calling the 7-Eleven Store Support Center for guest relations. This line is for 7-Eleven guests only. If you are not a 7-Eleven guest, please contact us through our website at 7-11.com. All calls may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes. For guest relations, press 1. Or stay on the line for the next available representative.
I guess you should ask. Who's,
for the Code
talking?
Of Conduct Compliance Hotline, press 2. For a list of important phone numbers and
what
websites,
number?
Press 3.
Sorry, what number was it? 3?
It'll just go by itself.
Agents are currently assisting other customers. Please stay on the line for the next available agent.
Oh, no. Gilmore's first night. Pictured from Gordo.
Still my favorite. He looks so innocent.
Those glasses, though.
Yeah, it's the hottest part.
Gilmore, you naughty fig. Jeez.
I'm a wild child.
That's crazy, man.
Sometimes I just gotta let loose, you know?
All agents are currently assisting other customers. Please remain on the line for the next available agent. All calls are answered in the order they are received.
You should totally recreate that picture. Go grab a glass of milk.
Go do it right now. Go do it right now, Gilmore. So we can have two profile pictures.
I don't know.
Come on, it's not like you can see his Jimmy.
Well, you don't even... You know what? Just keep your pants on.
I don't know, Mom is wasting milk.
No, you drink it afterwards. It's crotch milk. It's the best.
I don't know.
I'm not your milkshake.
I'm very thirsty.
You don't have to be the thirsty one.
Yeah. Just invite Flavio.
But I think I'll make a cup of milk, and then I make it stick to my crotch region by shoving it and making a vacuum. So I just kind of it's just suction cupped onto my genitals.
Yeah, tell us more. These are front backs, not flashbacks. They're front backs. Look what you're gonna do. Everybody has them.
I'm confused by all the flashback talk.
Well, it's because I'm using Gilmore at the moment. I'm using his soul and essence.
As long as I get the bottom half.
Hi, sir.
Hello?
Is this Brian?
Yes.
Hi, Brian. I saw your ad on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My husband would like to speak to you, if that's okay, because it's all about, you know, guy stuff. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't know who the number was. That's why I was like, who is this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, hi. Yeah, you had the S10, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Is that still available?
Just making sure. Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking for a good project truck because I recently lost my job. And, you know, I've been riding a moped to work. And this has got a double as a home for my wife and I. So is the S10, I mean, can do the seats recline?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a single cab truck. I mean, you know.
Yeah. We don't need much space, you know, just for us, the kids, you know, and a bucket, you know, for obvious reasons. But yeah, I need a place to hold up, you know. Maybe we can park in a Walmart parking lot or something. It's not real conspicuous, right? Like, it's not going to get me pulled over. It's not like hot pink.
No, did you not see pictures of it?
Well, the pictures, they're kind of small, and since I lost my health insurance, I haven't been able to get a new pair of glasses. So, hey, hun, can you tell me a little bit how it looks? Because I'm having one of my episodes.
Okay, let me take a look. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, are y'all for real right now?
Yeah, yeah, man. I'm just down on my luck. You know, I know it's kind of a weird thing to tell you that.
I'm
all that.
I'm gonna let you go. I don't think y'all man, get your shit together.
I'm gonna put my penis in your bottom.
Hey, does it have a Nazi sticker on it?
It does. You didn't like that.
Aw. You know
I couldn't think of a good scenario. I didn't.
Sorry. Yeah. You know what I don't get is, like, okay, they post these ads, but, like, when you go to their Facebook, it doesn't take you to the ad. Is there somewhere else I should be going?
I never buy anything off Facebook. I think a lot of these ads, like, get pushed to the bottom.
Oh.
Don't they? Like, in the bottom of their feed? I never scroll down.
Yeah, because I'm like, I've never been able to find it.
Pictures of it are like three posts down. It's on the 18th.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sink.
It's that gold truck, right?
Oh, I thought it was the blue one.
No, I thought it was brown and gold.
So confused. I don't know. I don't know anything about cars. Gordo? I didn't know what to ask him. It's got four wheels, right?
And a microphone.
Yeah.
Gordo, have you seen that debate dress?
Yeah, but I thought it was seriously... gold and white, because somebody inverted the colors on the image and posted it to the subreddit I was in.
Okay.
So, like, it actually looked gold and white, but when I saw it on TV, it's definitely blue and black.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's a guy thing, like, to see it initially with the brown and the gold.
Maybe.
Because when I first saw it, this one chick, I was in rehearsal on Friday night, and she was just like, hey, what do you see when you see this? And I'm like, I see a blue and black dress. She's like, you do? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, cool, that's what I thought.
Is she cute?
She had a lot of hair.
Like in her armpits?
No, like on her head.
Does she have Snapchat?
I didn't ask.
We should, you should totally collect some numbers, and then, then we should, like, call them, and then you tell me things about them, and then I make them feel, like, really uncomfortable. I think that could be funny.
That might be really cool.
Like, I just start, like, telling her about music that she was just playing.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, oh, do you do this? And I'll be like, no. What are you talking about?
And then we could pass them to Gilmore.
Yeah, and he could finish them off.
Well, for him, get started.
That's true.
I think Gilmore died. Oh, there he is. This is that same guy.
I posted a number Airhead sent me.
Cool, I'll do it. That. Nice.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's this same number called me a second ago, right?
What? No, I just called now. I just called. First time.
No, this is the second call. What do you need?
I was hoping I could come over to your household and stick my cock into the exhaust pipe of the S10.
Yeah, you can if you want to, but I'll cut it off with a fucking butcher knife if you want to. Or I've got two 9mm sitting up on top of my bookshelf.
I will use it as a flashlight. I will carry the exhaust pipe with me around town.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
And fuck you.
Come on. I live at 17. Come put your dick in my exhaust pipe. Or on my porch or in my mailbox.
Or in your mouth.
yeah, you could try that if you want to too. But
I think you have too. I think you've tried it.
There's a pistol here. What do y'all do? Scam people?
Anything worse than you're doing.
I just want to fuck hose pipes.
Awesome. Awesome.
You've got the crotch rocket. I mean, come on, man. Let's go with it.
Maybe I can stick my dick right in the header.
It says, you're looking to trade for a daily crotch rocket. And he says, please don't blow me up.
Maybe you should learn how to read.
Hey,
maybe
you should learn. Can I touch your crotch rocket? Mm-hmm. I've always wanted
if you want to
try that. Yeah.
It'll cost you $20, though. I don't just hand that shit out for free.
You whore.
Yeah, I am a whore.
Honey, that sounds like a good deal. I'd like to try this.
I don't know. Crotch rocket sounds like it's racist against Japs.
But maybe we could rub our crotch rockets together.
Ooh.
You know?
Y'all be killing. Y'all ain't right.
This guy's a faggot, by the way.
Hey, Brian.
What's up?
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Who is this?
You DTF?
What?
Are you DTF, Brian?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
It's good. Hey, man, this is Doug.
Who?
This is Doug.
Doug?
Doug Jones.
Doug Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How did you not know it was me?
This isn't Doug Jones.
This is Doug Jones. This is Doug. My wife has a red purse. You know? Did I tell you that? I've got a black phone.
Hey, this is Doug Jones. What is your wife drive?
Hey, do you have any girls at that sausage party?
No, what is your wife drive?
Your wife drives a bitch.
Huh? This is getting creepy.
Is she heavy?
You don't know what your wife...
My wife's right here.
Hi.
What does she drive?
I drive a deer.
Shelby, you want to know what Shelby drives?
Yeah.
She doesn't drive.
Who the fuck is this?
Oh, man. This is fun.
They don't know who we are.
She's like, who is this? She drives a Fiat, fool. And he's like, whoa.
We're out front, man.
Kind of weird, huh?
I'm Ryan? In your garage fucking the exhaust pipe right now. It feels so great.
He's thinking long and hard.
Everywhere.
Hey.
What are y'all looking for and what do y'all want? Seriously, on the real note.
Curious, though?
Little? Am I curious? I mean, I'm not worried about you, to be honest. Like I said,
Don't be worried.
I don't have any reason to be worried.
Okay, but it's kind of weird. I know all this stuff about you and you know, isn't it? A little weird?
Well, most people do know a lot of stuff about me.
Well, I don't know. You don't know me, but I know you.
We want you to say something scary.
Shelby, tell him what kind of car he drives.
He drives a Fiat.
I drive
the Fiat.
Your car.
I heard you wrong, sir.
Sir? That's right. You call me sir in this house.
Yes.
Hey, Bri-Bri.
Yeah.
You want to go for a ride in my Mustang?
No. I'll ride in fag cars. I'm sorry.
You're not what?
I don't ride in faggy cars.
That's not very nice to say.
You want a crotch rocket? Who's to say that you don't?
I mean, we don't both have to be naked.
You want that four stroke? Come on. Be open.
Hey, where's Gil Mumbo?
You wanted
to tell Brian, didn't you?
No.
Y'all talking about? Is this the same number called a minute ago about my truck?
No, it isn't. I already told you that when you pick up that phone, I said, no, it's not the same person. Open your ears, man. You're stupid. Stupid.
Sir, what's the gayest childhood moment you've had?
One time when we were swimming over at Shelby's house, I pulled down his swim trunks and we took pictures and we posted them to Twitter.
Oh,
it was the most erotic moment of my life.
And now he's on Grindr.
Hey, are y'all smart enough to realize who my uncle is and that all I have to do is call him right now and get a trace to where he's at?
Let's call him. Call him. Put him on three-way.
Yeah, have him trace us. We need to get the back trace on this.
Let's do it. So if I keep calling back, then you're going to get your uncle, your big bad uncle, to come get me?
I need...
No, he's going to tell me where you're at.
Oh, because you can't find it yourself?
No, because I'm on the phone with you right now.
Okay, I'm really scared of Boss Hogg.
And you called last time from a Skype account.
I'm really scared of Boss Hogg. Oh, God, you dude brothers.
I have to.
Oh.
Is that what y'all do, is call and aggravate shit out of people for no reason because you have nothing else better to do? We don't have anything else better to do,
but we do it because we like it.
No, I don't have nothing else better to do but go to work and come home and pay my bills and take care of my kids.
That's
home.
Boring.
Baby,
that's boring. It's called being an adult, jackass.
That you know what?
Not
you must have.
Child, like,
do you have a lot of dirt under your nails? Are you that honky? Do what? Do you have a lot of dirt under your nails? You have one of those lowly, disgusting, smelly jobs?
I am married.
Yeah, because my fucking job, my fucking level, fucking owns your ass and tells you how much fucking dirt you're going to get under those fucking nails, you piece of shit. So don't even fucking come at me. I'm fucking richer than you, and I'm fucking better than you.
Oh, you're better than me because
you're salt of the earth, more like you fucking eat the dirt of the earth.
Whoa.
Are y'all spoiling pipes right now while you're talking or what?
Hey. I'm not spoiled for shit, man. I fucking know what the value of a dollar is. That's not, you know what? I fucking drive a Fiat, so I'm better than you.
You talk to Shelby like that. Your dog's ugly, too.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Like something fit in your boyfriend's asshole.
Stupid, it's fucking made by Chrysler, you moron, which is a fucking American company. But you wouldn't fucking know that because you don't do hard work, fucking shit kicker.
I restore cars, little two chassis cars for a living, asshole.
Two chassis cars? Did you get fired from the assembly line?
No, I don't work in the assembly line. I build cars for auctions.
Oh, okay, so the throwaway cars.
Brick.
What did he say?
I don't know. What did he say?
And I build cars and auction them off and take them to auctions like Barrett Jackson.
Oh, you're all talk, you and Daddy.
Yeah.
You, Daddy, and Uncle Boss Hog.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Show everyone there your little sissy tattoo.
Is it the Budweiser logo?
Nah, man. He's got the star on his right side. It looks like a man's anus.
Mm.
It's like a black star. It looks like a puckered anus.
Who is that? Y'all know who that is.
He's like, how do they know about my tats? It's so weird. It's so weird.
No, it sounds really familiar. I just can't figure out who the fuck it is. I know it's somebody I know because, you know, people you don't know just don't call and fuck with people forever.
It's John, man.
It's weird because, like, I've seen you without a shirt on, and you're like, how many men have seen me without a shirt on? But it's so many, you can't nail it down.
Yeah, so there's quite a few.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we have PTSD because we were in the Cola Wars.
Yeah, we were the Battle of Aspartame.
Oh, yeah.
Gamumbo is a Liberian that you're talking to earlier. He's having like a panic attack right now because he's having flashbacks from the wars of 1980s and the Liberian resistance.
Hey, is this Doug Jones?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you want?
This is the pretender, isn't it? This is the fake Doug.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you.
I'm not going to waste my time with you. Me and Shelby, we got a good thing going on. I'm not going to let anybody come between us. And my cute little Fiat.
You know who you're talking to right now?
I like to put reindeer.
Yeah, we're talking to me and you.
A little reindeer nose.
We're the same person. The
you know you're talking to your brother right now?
Yeah, we're talking to the same person.
I would recognize my brother's voice.
Yeah, you're talking to him.
You sound like a dandy.
You're talking to your brother right now.
No. I'm going to call mom and dad right now. You're going to
well, okay.
if you're hanging out with that kid. Brian, you know Brian and I, we don't get along. Ever since he made that
you're
pass
gonna call
to Shelby, he tried to touch her.
Are you
going to
call our parent?
Yeah, I'm going to call him up. I'm going to ring him on the celly, yo.
Is this your first home phone? Your first home
phone?
What's
her name?
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm having... Hun, can you talk to him?
Okay.
He's in one of his moods.
Okay. Is this your first time using the home phone, dear?
This is a cell phone.
No, it sounds like a home phone.
It's a cell phone.
What kind of phone?
A Galaxy S4 Axis.
Galaxy S4 Axis. Okay,
yeah,
cool. That's all the information we need. We'll go ahead and bill your credit card, sir.
I don't have a credit card.
Sorry, Gordo.
No more banking account, so good luck with that.
Don't be sorry, Gordo.
I'm not sorry.
You just go after them. You go after them sons of bitches for the freedom.
Yeah, I feel it. So thick and strong and hard.
Wave it. Wave that freak flag.
Hey, if you're my brother, where's that freckle? Which one of my balls is that freckle on?
What's wrong, your bones?
Where was that first place we had sex? If you're my brother, you'd know.
Clearly you're not my brother.
No, when was the first time we had sex?
That's fucked up, man. How you gonna fuck your brother? You must have drugged me or something, because I don't remember fucking. You fucked your brother?
He said I was a gentle lover, and he's never known pleasure like that.
Somebody else is coming out of the closet for you right now? Is that what's happening? Is that what's wrong?
He's gonna try to deny it, but it's true. It's true.
Is there something you need to tell?
I mean, he's afraid you guys won't like him anymore.
Are you calling from Doug's cell phone right now?
I gotta tell you something, and you know Barry.
Yeah.
He's gay too.
Okay, then who's the middle child?
See, no, it's weird that you aren't able to offer anything up.
You know, Doug has two brothers, right?
Bobby.
Yeah, two brothers. So, if Barry's one of them, who's the other?
Bob.
Who?
Robert. Bob. Robert. Yeah, it's so weird. Cause, I don't know where to go with this, you guys. I don't know,
man. This guy.
They're all out, man. They're afraid.
I thought he was ready to come out and say what happened to him as a kid with his brother.
We all had sex. Barry, it's Robert, and I.
How do y'all know all this? I mean, seriously, though, I mean, I'm on a real note, like being serious, you know, I think it is kind of weird.
What happened to all your shit talking?
Let's level with them, you know?
You're right.
Blow their minds.
Okay.
No, seriously, I'm actually pretty impressed that y'all really do know all of that. I mean, so, on a real note.
Well, it's all your own doing, man. Seriously.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, and we're not trying to be mean or anything, but it's all your own doing.
Explain
if you don't mind. I mean, seriously, okay. I'd really, really
okay.
like to know.
I'll totally get this.
All
right, I got it. Okay. So what happens is one day you were taught how to use a computer, right? Turn it on, do all your own thing. And then probably like 2000-ish, there was Makeout Club and Friendster, and then it went to MySpace, and then now it's on Facebook. And so what it is that you just go every few years and migrate your information and put it on air. So when you do that, or put it on online, so when you do that, you know, people say, hey, wow, you're a dumb fucking white asshole, because you put all of your personal information up on the on air online. And we can find it. Anybody can find it. It's public info.
So basically, everything that's linked in my house, like my iMac, my phone, my friend's phone, anything in my system's linked to, y'all can really look at every fucking thing?
You got it. You got it, sweetie.
The last time you flushed your toilet.
The last time you scratched that freckle.
You need to eat more fiber. That's just a real note. Do you want me?
So basically, you can get anybody's credit card information, debit card, anything like that.
We just go after the fact that you're dumb. So, no. Hey, we got to let this guy go. He's a mess. How about we call you later? Can we call you later? And
why would I be dumb?
Hey,
what part of that makes me dumb? I'm confused.
That's okay. Hey, you know what? I got to go right now because I got to get off this line right now. But can we call you in just a little bit and I'll totally explain it for real?
Sure.
All right, cool. Call you back probably like maybe an hour or so if you're around.
Yeah.
Okay, because knowledge ain't cheap. We got to go make some money. We'll see you later, man. Bye.
Bye, honey.
All right, I got to go. Show's over. Generalissimo says yes.
I'm back right at the end.
Sorry, Gilmore. Maybe Madhouse will let you on.
Let's take our pants off, Gilmore.
Yay! Thanks, Gilmore.
C2C.
Second
Thanks
neon show.
Me
on. Yep.
Yay!
All good.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Enjoy Beyond.
Yay!
That was fun.
Thanks, Gordo.
Thank you.
We love you, man.
I don't know. Gordo kind of ruined the show, I think. I don't know.
Aww. All right. See you guys.
Just kidding.
Bye.
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 Okay, so yeah, thanks again. Thanks for hanging with Neon. And yeah. prankcallnation.com. Look for my podcast. I'm on iTunes now too. Other than that, patreon.com/prankcallnation. Let's get some more money over here. We've got a little boy to feed, you know. One left us, one coming in, right? Cool. So after that, everybody hang out. This is the pre-show to Madhouse. Bye, guys.
Your heart, little darling, I didn't mean to get so mad. Let me just hold you closely. How did things get so bad? I know how to pick on you. You push me over the edge. We caused so much agony. We can't seem to move ahead. This is such a job. You think I'm a fashion